Last time, on Bucci.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld a eerie sight. The hernia in my belly began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, I needed surgery ASAP. Invasive.
Hellraiser!
Corn mazes, let's talk about them.
What are you doing in my corn?
This is a nasty, sticking nose, splitter, smelly monster goop.
What?
I'm your dream car. I'm your dream car.
You're giving birth to, like, I don't know, like wads of paper.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's giving birth! It's giving birth!
No, it is the ghost of Henry.
If I can't give a ghost $10, that's basically illegal.
Divorce!
Divorce!
Oh, I don't want to be divorced yet!
I am a Dracula with ideas!
What, Chicago ideas?
The Skanky Man from the Circle Jerk!
I'm 15 stories tall!
Do you have the gout?
I do!
Oh, no! Oh my god, you have a chainsaw as well! You know, I don't want any of my insecurities exploited in this corn maze.
Bucci. Adage.
I am Cthulhu!
Oh my god, you're not anti-Semitic, are you?
What? No! Okay. No, of course not!
Okay!
You're getting on my nerves, Bucci! You know what I mean!
Have you checked your bank account recently? Bucci, I'm so hungry!
Are you my mother?
I'm awake and I'm coming to take you home! Gooey, slimy, melted peanut butter cups for eyeballs?
Yep, a bucket hat.
Magnets in my slippers!
There's just one more obstacle. It's just a little bit of a stream. I'm going to jump over it, and then I'll be out of this corn maze. Oh, what?
Oh, no! Bucci is drowning! Who rushed in a Hellraiser to save his life?
And now, this week, on Bucci.
I'm going to stand here and silently judge you.
Okay, let's do it. I don't like this at all. Oh, hey, everybody. It's Bucci. Let me just get this. Just water for me today. So I just want to, before we get started with this show, I just want to address you. Hold on, let me turn my baseball hat backwards. Well, it didn't work. So I just want to be honest with you right up front for this show. Throughout the 24 years I've been doing this show, I've always strived for one thing, and that is to be honest with you. Honest about myself, Bucci.
Bucci.
And my life, my emotions. If I'm happy, you'll see that. If I'm having a bad day, well, you'll see that too. But I always try to turn that feeling into something positive. I don't just wallow in self-pity like my uncle. But I also don't want you to feel like I'm hiding something from you, like my aunt does. It's very important to me.
Shh.
This show has always been about a dialogue, the exchange of ideas and stories and laughter. Maybe some tears as well. To make it all about me, that's selfish. And I think there's enough selfishness in the world already. So in the spirit of that honesty, I would just like to address something to you, and I'm talking to you right now.
Hernia status is?
Many of you are aware of this. You've been this hernia issue that I've been talking about for some time. You've been hanging on my every friggin' word since April. And you followed Bucci from when he first learned he had a hernia to learning what a hernia was to his often misguided attempts in finding a surgeon, to the sad realization that WFMU was not going to pay for this surgery. And all the while, this hernia got bigger and bigger and meaner and more textured all the time. And then last week, last week on the show we did, our topic was corn mazes. We created this long and curvy maze. It's almost, almost voluptuous how curvy this thing was.
Oh.
Yes. And it was kind of hard to get out of it. I almost, you know, and then I was almost out. And when I tripped and I fell in a stream that was in the maze for some reason, and I fell in and I almost drowned for the second time this month. And that was it. The pain in my belly went from this dull throb to this more acute, like, feeling, like almost like getting bit by a snake over and 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 over. The time was now. I knew the time was now that I had to get this surgery. So in desperation, I went to my friend Steve and see if he could recommend someone. And he did, like the good friend that he is. He put me in touch with a friend of his who was a doctor. And so, at this point, I would like to welcome the person who will be performing this surgery on Bucci.
Bucci.
Right now, Dr. Brad Ford. Hi, hello.
Hello, Bucci.
I hope you don't mind me calling you doctor.
No.
Great. Well, doctor, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
My whole family listens, and then we go back and listen to the podcast.
You do both. That's great. You listen to both, huh?
Yeah, we can't seem to get enough Bucci.
That's really nice to hear. I like when people listen to Bucci. That's all I want, is to make people like me. But actually, now, there's a second thing that Bucci wants, and it's to get this dang hernia pushed back into his abdomen, my abdomen. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
That's why you're here. You're going to, let me get this straight, you're going to repair, you're going to go into Bucci and repair this hernia right now, right here on the air in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
And unfortunately, people in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, oh, why didn't you just do this, you know, at some any other time than 6 to 7 p.m. on a Friday? Well, I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't able to get a fill-in. And doctor, you didn't recommend postponing the surgery.
That's correct. With a hernia your size, we need to get it out as soon as possible to see what happens.
Yeah, well, I would like, I don't know. Well, you know, I just got to, I'm going to be, tell you, I'm going to be happy when this whole thing is fixed. Now, I don't think I'm going out on a limb and saying that this operation, this kind of operation, is going to be a little bit different from you. Do you anticipate any issues that might come from doing the procedure here in Studio A instead of, you know, an operating room or something?
No.
Great. Well, before we start, because we got to get going, could you go into your background a little bit? People have been contacting me, DMing me on Instagram, Bucci Nights. And they're just concerned that I'm going to be okay, because I've had some dicey relationships with surgeons. No pun intended.
Sure. Well, as an undergrad, I studied Korean cinema at MSU. Mm. But then I attended Johns Hopkins Med School, where I specialized in gastroenterology and physiatry. Since then, I've done 200 hernia surgeries probably in my life.
Wow. That sounds great. And you go back. You studied cinema. In mm-hmm. school.
Korean
cinema. Okay. What's your favorite Korean movie?
Probably Arirang.
Oh, say that again.
Arirang.
Arirang.
Yeah.
Arirang.
Yeah, it's a silent movie. It's one of the most influential Korean films ever made.
Oh, I'll have to see it. Well, last week, you said silent movie. Last week I saw Nosferatu, you know, like the 1929 Nosferatu, and it was synced to Radiohead songs.
Oh, wow. How was that?
It was not influential. Let's just say that. It was like a friggin' joke. It's terrible. Oh. Oh, sorry, doctor. Hold on a second.
Ooh, is that your hernia?
Yeah, that's my hernia. I felt the twinge there.
All right, I think we should get started.
We should get started? Okay, let's get this going then. I can't have crying. There's no crying yet. So with this surgery, don't worry, this will in no way interfere with our show today. I had a show planned, and by, I almost cursed, Christ, we're going to do it. Because I don't like to let you down. Now, so for these, you know, big hernias like mine, you're normally, right, given like a general anesthesia, they knock you out, right?
Yeah.
But that's not going to work because, so tonight, Dr. Ford is going to be giving me a local anesthesia. And so I can be lucid and awake and take calls, your calls. And, by the way, thank you for accommodating. I know that's a little weird. Thank you for accommodating me.
Of course. It's no problem. Now, please, I have to get you prepared, Bucci. Can you take off your clothes and put on this gown? Clothes is in the front.
Yeah. Give me a minute, all right? So, tonight, like I said, we're going to have a fun show planned. This weekend, people are going to be going to Halloween parties. And nothing starts a party like what? Halloween playlist. Nothing keeps the party going like a Halloween playlist. Nothing tells you the party is over and you have to leave like someone turning off the Halloween playlist. And Bucci, you know Bucci. He gets invited to parties.
Bucci.
That is a Bucci
adage.
And if I can't wait to go. I am so a-bustin' to go. Right? I should be all set to go out this weekend, right, Doc?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Not only at this party, not only is Bucci going to be working the door, he is also going to be the auxiliary DJ when the main one, Mona, takes her cigarette breaks. So, I need a spooky playlist, people. I have done no research. I have a playlist called Spooky Playlist, and there's nothing on it. Except for the Monster Mash, which is, you know, taken for granted and as a given. So I know you guys, your musical knowledge, this is deep. You can put, I could put my arm in your musical knowledge and it would go all the way up to my elbow. So I'm really looking for, hoping that you can call and give me a suggestion for this spooky song or any spooky songs. And so let's play one of my ideas for a spooky song. Let's see. This song is something. This song is something that I hope doesn't come out of me tonight during the surgery. It's Two Cups of Blood by the Gravediggers. Only on WFMU. Oh, come on. Where's the... Jesus. Let's try it again. Nope. Unbelievable. Give me a second here, doctor. Okay. Doctor, tell me some more about Korean cinema. Like, what's your favorite Korean movie? I figure this out.
Sure, of course, Bucci. Well, actually, it's interesting you brought that up because I happen to have published a listicle a few years ago of my top 37 favorite Korean cinema movies. The first would be The House.
That's number one?
Yes, this is number one. Yeah, I guess I would normally go backwards.
I'm going to be taking off my clothes while you do this because okay. I know we have to save time. So please.
Sure. So the number one film that's sort of agreed upon by everyone is The Housemaid, which was made in 1960, directed by Kim Ki-young.
Okay.
It's a favorite of Bong Joon-ho's, and this is a crime flick that's known as Korea's greatest ever film.
Now, you're just reading off a piece of paper. Have you seen this movie?
I wrote the article.
Wrote the article.
Yeah, so that's why I'm reading what I wrote. So it's sort of like I'm saying it.
Well, you are saying it.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yes.
Please, I'm sorry. I'm being rude. I can't get this music started, but you are doing a wonderful job, and I am down to my pants right now, just in case anyone's asking. Go ahead, Doc.
Sure. The second film on the list is The Wailing, which was made in 2016. This was a horror film by Na Hong Jin. Uh-huh. And it's atmospheric horror.
A-H.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's long, intense, and ambitious, but never feels like a slog. Also borrows elements from across the landscape of horror, from zombies to demons to creepy kids, which is perfect for this season.
Which season? Oh, the Halloween season.
Halloween season, season. Yes, very yes. scary. Then there's the famous one that everyone, I think, already knows, which is...
Wait. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Parasite. The Oscar darling, as it were. And that was by Bong Joon-ho. And it was, you know, a landmark about class and status and people living in each other's basements and falling downstairs.
Yeah, that's a very, very unusual movie.
Yes.
Parasite.
Yeah, yeah. Always recommend it. Also kind of scary. I mean, the name itself, Parasite, makes you think of, you know, creepy crawlies. So also good for this season.
Good for the season. And yeah. He has another movie that's very good, too. It's The Host, right? Is
yes.
that on your listicle?
Yes, it is.
That's that's a fun one.
Oh, yeah. It is a blast. Yeah, there are several of his on here, actually. He's one of the true Korean auteurs.
Now, you didn't just go to his Wikipedia and then just copy his filmography.
No. These are spread out. So, you know, there's no way I could have used a Wikipedia page because then they would all be in sequential order. This is, you know, randomized to prove that this is my own personal subjective taste based on my studies in Korean.
Doctor, I am naked. I need to get
okay, yes, please. Great.
I need to get into my gown, right? Clasp in the front, right?
Yes, yes, please.
All right. This is The Gravediggers, Two Cups of Blood. Only on WFM.
Hellraiser.
You.
Hey, yo, Reaper, those kids out there seem mad thirsty. You got something for them to drink?
Yeah, we could wet up two cups of blood.
On to the leg, on to the head. Yo, be the Vesavec, the Mitchell dead.
G to the R to the Y, M Reaper. As I get deeper than a grip, resurrect kid.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
What's your Halloween playlist looking like?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Yo, deadly, yeah, get ready. Here comes the Styler, wilder than Freddy.
Dead.
Cause the Kruger.
Ahem. Patient Bucci is a 58-year-old male, 6 feet 7 inches in height, 110 pounds. BP is 130 over 80, pulse 160 BPM.
Doctor, can I get some grapes?
Sure, yeah. You're right here.
This is one of the reasons I picked you. This
Straps.
Is the only doctor who let me eat grapes during
proceeding
the
with preparation of
surgery.
Surgical site.
Ooh. Ooh.
Scissors.
Caller Yugabuchi.
Isopropyl.
Caller Yugabuchi.
Hello,
who's this?
Gus. This is Jessica calling.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Do you have one for the topic? Sorry, I'm kind of losing my train of thought. Halloween playlists.
Yes, I do.
I have
some playlist songs. So
oh, great.
I think that it's pretty
Doctor,
scary
hold Jessica, I'm sorry.
Older,
Doctor.
Older men try to, you know, touch women.
Wait, stop by. Jessica, could you say that one more time about touching men inappropriately?
Yeah, I think it's pretty scary when older men try to touch younger women or
absolutely.
Children or girls inappropriately. Oh. Young girls, get out of
that's
my
appropriate.
House.
That
was my love for
oh,
you.
It is way out of... Oh, my God.
Girls.
That is one of the creepiest songs I've ever heard also. Any of those sweet, like that Ringo Starr song, 16...
She was only 16.
Yeah, and then
straps.
Now you have an 80-year-old Ringo Starr singing that song.
Very scary.
Oh. Okay, Bucci.
Oh, thank you, Bucci. Jessica. That's a great way to take us off. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bucci, we're ready to begin. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling good. How am I looking?
Oh, you look great. You look beautiful.
I can't feel anything. Speaking of older men touching people inappropriately, I have given you my consent.
Great.
Yes. Yeah. So we're ready. Important. We're ready to go in.
Yeah. Do you want any more grapes or water?
Yeah. I would love a glass of water.
Okay. Please go ahead. All right. Oh. Issuing local anesthesia.
Thank you very much. Caller, you go. You go.
Applying topical anesthetic at the injection point.
Yes. Hey, who's this?
This is Franco.
Cream.
Franco, thank you so much for calling. How are you doing?
Gloves.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm touching my hernia as I'm listening to the show. Thinking one of these days.
Well, maybe my Dr. Ford can come visit you and he can sort you out. Oh, what are you? Oh, is that normal? I'm feeling. Is it normal?
Yeah. Are you? Can you feel it?
No.
Okay. Good.
Sorry, Franco. Do you have a suggestion for our Halloween playlist?
I sure do.
Oh, what is it?
I have a whole bunch of stuff. Scissors. There's a ghost in my house by the fall.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
I'm making an incision in the lower abdomen.
Ghost in my house.
Directly
above
that's
the a good
umbilicus.
One. Ooh, getting woozy.
I saw Dead Jim's Shade by Monitor.
Monitor. How does that song go?
I can't sing that. It's a creepy organ.
Gloves.
Oh, okay. Ooh, doctor, did a crow just fall out of me?
I think so, yeah.
So, are you going to be putting that on your, are you having a Halloween party, Franco?
Umbilical hernia set.
I'm going to do a DJ set on either Saturday millimeters or Sunday. The choice is mine.
Okay. And you going to dress? Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ouch. Ow.
Wait. I don't need you screaming. That makes me hurt, too.
I'm
when
sorry.
I don't like when
I'm
you hurt, Marcos. I hurt,
it's called
Franco.
Empathy, okay? I feel your pain.
Well,
Ouchie.
Again, that's a HIPAA violation, I feel. I don't
Water?
Think you should be feeling
okay,
my
never
pain.
Mind. Let's proceed on with the song list now.
Oh, God, you have a whole list. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Water? Everything is going to be punctuated. I have 21 songs here.
Isolating.
And the whole thing is going to be punctuated by the Haunted House soundtrack on Disneyland Records.
Okay. Disneyland Records. Wait, what? Scissors. That doesn't sound like you at all.
It's spooky sounds for Halloween.
Oh, I see. So, can you give me
Disneyland records? Come on, man.
Can you give me one of the sounds for? Give me some of the sounds that you listen to that are on this
okay.
record.
Okay. Yeah, I won't do screaming.
No screaming, please.
How about
anesthesia?
You could put the echo there, but I know you're preoccupied.
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Franco. I appreciate it.
Hey, Abuchi, excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a question?
Good luck.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Doctor, sorry, I'm blanking on your name.
Brad Ford.
Dr. Brad Ford. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Would you mind daubing my brow? I'm sweating a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Great. Thanks. Thank you.
I feel like that should be someone else's responsibility. 201-209-9368. We're talking about what's your submission to the Bucci Halloween playlist?
Drain tea.
Simultaneously in the background, I have my doctor and Dr. Ford, and we are finally getting this hernia addressed for the first time in a while. I may be a little bit out of it, but if you, 201-209-9368. You want more gauze?
Yeah, please.
This is some of the crispiest gauze I've ever seen in my life. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. Doctor, I don't want to distract you. Do you have any ideas for the Halloween playlist?
Well, I'm not a big fan of music, or scary music for that matter. But,
right.
I've heard there's this artist, Ghostface Killah.
He sometimes only known as Ghostface. Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like he'd have scary music.
Pretty Tony, he's also known as.
That doesn't sound as scary, but if he has music under the name Ghostface Killah, I think you could probably put any song by him on a Halloween playlist and scare the pants off people.
Well, if you're in Ghostface Killer's way, he will take care of you. Most likely just by shoving you or calling one of his lawyers.
Trust.
Caller, sure. Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah.
How you feeling? You doing all right?
I'm okay. I'm feeling a little terrible, but I'm feeling also very, very happy as well to be, you know, it's just been a long road, as you well know.
Blood pressure steady.
Zachary.
Yeah. Doc, how's he doing? Is it going to come out okay?
He has a very beautiful body, and I think he's going to be doing just fine.
Oh, so he doesn't have the gown on still. Okay.
No, I have the gown on, but it is open, so I really don't need to. Usually, I would never expose my front part, the whole top to bottom, on the radio, but unfortunately for this.
It's a very form-fitting gown.
It is a little skin tight. Yes. I don't understand how we're going to be.
Okay, that's normal. Just relax.
Is that normal?
Yes.
Zachary, do you have something for the Halloween podcast?
Scalpel?
Oh, yeah.
What?
All right.
Well, what I would recommend.
Drain tubes?
What?
The WFMU DJs do it. Go to the previous years. That's the best way to do it. You get hours without a lot of heavy lifting on your own self.
20% reduction.
Yes, I know.
Rex does a good one.
Yeah, Rex does a good show. But you see, the thing is, I'm asking, I don't want, you know, when 40%. People go to their Halloween parties, I don't want them to go through the WFMU 50%. Archives and try to find the appropriate song. I want them to be able to...
you just load up the show. Just go to the show the closest to Halloween.
Intestinal
any
plants.
Year, and then you got nothing but it.
Okay, so you don't have
like
anything.
October 28th. Yeah, you could do Link Ray's Fatback.
Oh, Link Ray's Fatback. Have you heard that?
Have
you heard that song, Doctor?
No.
It's pretty good. Link Ray. You know Link Ray?
Yeah, I love Link Ray.
Power chord guy.
Okay, great.
Big guy.
Well, thank you.
You know, Johnny, chicken and a biscuit?
I can't eat during surgery, Zachary. I can only eat grapes. God, can I have another grape?
Yeah, of course, have a grape. Yeah.
So no chicken and no biscuits. I hope you're not trying to...
You need
kill Bucci.
We'll sneak some food into you.
All right.
You don't want to get the hospital food.
Okay, again, that's a HIPAA violation. Yeah. Goodbye.
20% reduction.
The whole 20%. So it was pretty. It's pretty big, huh? What does it look like? I mean, I've only seen it in, poking through the skin. I've never seen it in the flesh.
Well, you know the Rolling Stones logo.
Yeah, with the tongue.
Yeah, sort of looks like that.
Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's
30%?
This? Oh, hey, this is Chris. How you doing?
30%. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. My hernia is getting all agitated.
Wait, you have a hernia?
I in there in I think a month and a half, something like that.
You have a hernia as well,
60%.
Chris?
Yeah, I hope it goes at least as well as yours is.
Well, maybe I can recommend Dr. Ford, and he can maybe he can hit you up next. He can
well, of course.
House calls.
Does he have the robot?
Sorry, robot.
They're going to send like a robot in there.
Oh no, you don't want a robot.
What was that?
No. There's if you want to come to the Costco off exit 52 on the LIE, I have an office there. I'd be happy to operate there.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably better than ChatGPT-ing that area.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not ChatGPT-ing my area.
I got a playlist recommendation.
Oh.
Maybe
wait, why do you
this,
what's a playlist? Oh, right, the Halloween. Yeah, what is it, sir?
How about Blue Flowers by Dr. Octagon?
Oh, Blue Flowers.
Talking about scalpels and...
Yeah, Blue Flowers, right? That's that
very,
one.
Very, very eerie loop.
There's a horse blue in flowers. The hospital. Yeah, that's a good one.
Scalpel.
Or, Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Doom, so yeah.
That's a good one, too, right?
Scary as hell.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How are you feeling, by the way, Bucci?
I'm Boochie. Pretty good. What is that? Doctor, what's that noise?
That is just me palpating the hernia to make sure that it's gonna go back
inside. I can feel nothing. Isn't it? Yeah. Shouldn't I feel something?
No, it's great. It would hurt a lot if it did.
Yeah, but like I can't feel my jaw. Should I be able to feel my jaw?
No, not right now. It'll come back eventually. Don't worry about
Doc,
it.
Doc, I feel... okay, thank you. Please, I don't need to
Okay, yeah, hernia has been reduced sufficiently. Hernia retreating into the abdominal cavity.
What am I doing, Boochie? What am I doing, Boochie? 201-209-9368. We're talking Halloween playlists. What should I add to the Halloween playlist? I'm getting a hernia surgery, but that is in no way taking care of my...
gauze?
Boochie promise.
That's a Boochie promise. Do you want some more? You're sweating, doctor. Do you want another?
Yeah, please. I would love to be daubed. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Let me daub.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
I shouldn't have got up.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh! What's happening?
Means the hernia is getting smaller.
Oh, it's small. It's shrinking.
The air is escaping from inside of it.
The air is escaping. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like I'm getting stronger all the time. I don't feel good.
Got
to have a partner. You ever get married? You've been married, doctor?
Oh, several times. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have a partner.
Yes.
Yeah. I married my wife. She's pretty recent, and she's she's not listening. She has to. I think she's in Vegas, but I will. She's a.
I'm sure.
She's a really good person.
I love you.
Okay. 201-209-9368. We are. I gotta use my breathing monitor. Doctor, I brought my own breathing monitor. No offense, but, I kind of need it. I usually travel with it.
Go ahead. Hernia. Treating.
Oh. What's my BP, doctor?
Steady at 120 over 60.
Okay, great. Is that good or bad? That's good?
That's good. That steady is good. The hernia has been starting to reduce in size.
Oh, good.
Right in a
how big is it now?
It's about 60%.
60%. Wasn't it 20% a second ago?
But 60% less big.
So hernia status
hernia
is
status.
Sick. It's 20%.
Yeah, that's how doctors talk. You know, like with positive is negative and negative positive.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. 201-209-9368. We're talking Halloween playlists. It's a Halloween hernia. It's the only Halloween surgery you've ever done, right, doctor?
Well, yeah, this
you've
is my...
You've been second.
Yes, my second.
Oh, well, it's... who was the other person?
It was, you know, just a friend of mine who wanted to help out when I was an apprentice.
Oh, I see. When you were in school for the film, what is that? What the hell was that noise?
No, don't worry about it.
That came from my, like, legs or something. What is that?
That's just, you know, that's the bad stuff coming out.
Why does the bad stuff sound like a man laughing?
He also sounded like he was laughing badly.
Caller, you got Boochie and Dr. Ford.
Hi, caller.
Hey, Boochie.
Who the hell is this?
This is Hero. I will now proceed.
Oh, Hero, hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Closing of the fashion.
Oh, man. Hero, do me a favor, right?
Sutures.
Never get a hernia. Okay, buddy? Okay.
Gauze.
Ooh. More gauze. Hero, what do you... do you have a Halloween song for the Halloween...
Synthetic mesh.
Playlist? Yeah, it's called, it's by Too Tall and his gang, it's called Vampires Want to mesh? Suck My Blood.
Okay, Vampires Want to Suck Your Blood.
suture.
What kind of song is it? Is it a rock song or is it a opera spoken word?
Needle?
It's just a regular song.
Oh, okay. So can you sing a little bit of it, please?
Yeah.
Is that crow? Go ahead, hero.
Vampires want to suck my blood. They come every night and drink it all up.
Gloves.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that sounds really good, hero. What are you?
Needle.
Are you? What are you gonna be for Halloween this year, Bucci? What are you gonna be for Halloween this year, sir?
I don't know.
Oh. What about you know what Bucci's gonna be?
No, a hernia?
No. I'm gonna be a Jim from The Office.
Buffs.
You know Jim from The Office? That's why I grew a mustache for that reason. Also, you know what? Also, I'm gonna be for Halloween, there, hero.
No.
Suture.
Alive, thanks to you, Doctor.
Of course.
Hero, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Oh. Gloves.
How's it looking there?
We're about to close up. We're near the end.
What's your favorite Halloween cinematographer? Korean.
Probably Na Hong Jin. Does a lot of horror. Again, the wailing is really good, as mentioned previously
the
from
what?
My listicle.
The what?
The wailing.
I don't know. Is I using a sewing machine?
Yeah, I am. But it's a medical sewing machine. It costs about 10 times more than a normal sewing machine.
Really, it is large. Okay. So, what kind of lights does the cinematographer use that makes it so great?
You know, the kind that makes things look scary and intense.
Sorry, I gotta take another hit from my breathing machine.
Okay, go ahead.
Kabuchi.
Nice.
What is this? What? Who are you? What's this?
Synthetic man.
I'm the wolf man.
You're the what? You're the wolf man.
The wolf man.
Tar.
Needle.
Why are you a wolf man, sir? Or a wolf?
I was born that way.
Yes.
Do you have something for? What's your favorite Halloween? Song for Halloween. What is it that Doctor? What's it called? Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, right?
Spooky, scary, great.
Yeah, right. Is that your favorite? What is yours? Answer the question.
He's settled. Please stay still.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I can't be thrashing, right?
Yeah.
Wolfman, what is your favorite song again?
Well, do you know Rocky Erickson?
I do. Two-headed dog, is that your favorite?
Well, I was thinking Night of the Vampire, but you're right, it's Two-headed dog.
Two-headed dog, going down the alley with that two-headed dog. Thank you. Oh, should I be singing while doing my hernia surgery?
Yeah, if you just...
I should be. Oh,
if you use from your upper register instead of your...
I can't... no bass.
Yeah, no bass.
So I can't sing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Or maybe in falsetto.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Hernia status.
Who is this?
Huh?
Yeah, who's this?
Emerson.
Oh, hey, Emerson. How are you?
Good.
Emerson, I gotta say again, don't lift any heavy boxes because you don't want this hernia, I'll tell you.
Wound vacuum?
Emerson, what's your favorite song for Halloween? What should I add to my Halloween playlist?
I guess Iron Man from Black Sabbath.
Oh, Iron Man from Black Sabbath. How does that one go again? I've forgotten all music.
All right, suture.
I think it goes, Doctor, do you remember how Iron Man from Black Sabbath goes?
A guy goes, I am Iron Man.
Right.
And then a guitar comes in, and it goes, da, da, Yeah, this is making the surgery go better. Yeah,
that
sound.
Is that the song that you're talking about, Emerson?
Yeah.
Okay. You promise, you're going to promise, Bucci, you're not going to get a hernia, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Emerson. Have a great Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Civil War.
You're going to be the entire Civil War?
No. Civil War soldier.
Oh, which side of the Civil War?
Union.
That's the answer. That is the right answer. Thank you. Good choice, Emerson. Have a great one. What is he going to be? General Sherman, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He was the one, Sherman's March. You ever go on Sherman? I'm going to throw up!
All right, let's just go ahead.
Should I be throwing up a lot?
It's better than a little.
You're scissoring me. Why? What? Is that just like regular scissors?
Well, no. These are, again, medical scissors. Much more expensive.
Oh, medical scissors.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that like a gut BB or something? What was that?
I just dropped some change. It's all right.
I almost swore.
I picked it up. It's good.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, Bucci, you look right.
Gloves? Oh, who's this?
Bucci.
Neil. Downtown Double G. There's nothing like Downtown Double G.
Bucci, promise.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this time to call, actually.
Okay. What? Why?
Mesh.
Well, you ever do like a fortune telling? Anyway, you're gonna be fine after this.
Okay. Oh, you've done some divining. You've cast your stones into the pool of clear, cool water. What? Oh. What's that? Oh, what's that? Double G.
Bucci, is that color supposed to be coming out of?
Doctor, you, is it?
No, yeah, that can come out. Certainly.
That's a regular.
Downtown Double G, are you?
It's one of the.
Do you want to grill my physician? Just, I mean, you seem to know a lot about medicine. So, do you have any questions for my doctor?
Oh yeah, are you giving him the Are you giving him the purple one or the orange one?
I try to do both as much as possible.
Okay.
Just so that's I don't great, leave actually. Anyone out.
Because a lot of people are afraid to do that kind of thing.
Oh no, not me. I mean, once you watch some of these Korean horror cinema films, everything is a sort of a cakewalk from there.
Doctor, I'm going to need you to pay attention to me and stop talking about this guy. I don't even want to talk to him anymore. I gotta go. Should I be yelling at callers while I'm having a surgery, doctor? I feel like yes.
Yeah, does it make you feel better?
Yes.
Oh yeah, then please.
Oh, it's the only thing that makes me feel better. Oh, Back to Black. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, I thought you were okay. Yeah.
Halloween. Nothing more depressing and scary than poor Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
And that is a. No, that's not a Bucci. I just call it. You got Bucci.
Needle.
Hey, Bucci, this is Alice.
Oh, hey, Alice. How are you?
Gloves.
I'm okay, but I'm more worried about you. I hope you make it.
I bet I'm gonna. You know what, Alice? I have a fire in me that you would not believe, and I have a desire to live, for at least another 4 years. So I think I'm gonna make it out of this.
Burn bright, Bucci.
Well, I don't want to break too bright. Well, I'm gonna try though, Alice. Alice, do you have Alice? What's your name, Alice?
My name's Alice, and my song is also called Alice.
Alice.
The song I want to add to our playlist is Alice by Tom Waits. Can I please sing it for you?
Oh, I would love for you to sing it for me.
I'm going to pause the surgery for you.
Okay.
And I must be insane to go skating on your name. And by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice.
Oh,
wow.
That's really... Are you a Tom Waits fan, Dr. Ford?
Love Tom Waits.
Yeah. I do a Tom Waits impression.
Oh, yeah? Could you
now.
Yeah, please.
Well, the old
Rayburn was living in my mind. How's that, Alice?
That was okay. Maybe later we can have a Tom Waits battle.
Oh, that was a good one, too, because that song you said, that's off the album Alice, right? Or it's, right? Isn't that, it's the one he wrote about the Alice in Wonderland? Is that, do I have that correct?
Nice.
I believe so. I'm going to take your word for it.
Suture.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any questions for my doctor?
Needle?
What shape will the stitches be in?
Oh, that's a good question. What I would love the stitches to be in the shape of a bucket hat. Is that in any way possible?
We were going to do the fish logo, but...
Which logo? I thought you said you were going to do the Rolling Stones. Oh, that's what it looks like pouring out of me.
Like, yeah.
Right. But now you want to do the fish logo.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan, but I want to take a photo of it and show it to my friend who is a big fan.
Dead would also be good. R.I.P. Phil Lesh.
Yeah.
All right, Alice, thank you for calling and singing the most beautiful song I've ever heard since... Goodbye.
You know, Bucci, actually, the surgery should help your Tom Waits impersonation.
I really feel like I should. I've got to do more breathing. I'll be right with you, Doctor. Should I be doing Tom Waits impersonations while, my guts are all over your hands?
When you think about Tom Waits and the way he sings, it does feel like that's what's happening figuratively. So it could only make the singing better if you literally have your viscera out. So yes.
You're like the best doctor I've ever met.
I know.
I mean, seriously, yeah. I have gone through like friggin' hell trying to find a person who could like not only be like a good competent doctor but like also be like my best friend, and so like I really feel like you and I are like are doing really great like on all sorts of medical and then personal. Do you think that as well?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I'd really appreciate, Bucci, if you could after this go to the Costco Google review site and just say that all so I can, help drum up some business.
Okay. All right. I'll do my best. You want me to... I'm going to give you the best review.
Please.
And I'm going to say this doctor is like one of the freest doctors you've ever seen. Caller Ego Bucci.
Mesh?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bucci. This is Alex in Maine.
Plus. Oh, hey, Alex in Maine. How's it going? How's Maine?
It's
not even funny. Why am I laughing? Go ahead. What is your contribution to the Bucci's Halloween playlist?
I'm going to give it up to Werewolf Bar Mitzvah from the 30 Rock Sound.
Well, we were just talking about that. That's a very very funny song. Do you know any of it right now? Can you say anything right now?
Yeah, werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary, boys becoming men becoming wolves.
Oh, that is really good. What are you going to be for a Halloween? Are you going to be that werewolf guy, Tracy Jordan? No, probably shouldn't be Tracy Jordan.
I was also
going to
be a Civil War soldier.
Oh, I see. Which side?
The Donald Trump side.
Why is that? Are you a terrible person?
No.
Because Maine is a swing state. Maine is a swing state, sir. So we really need all the people to come out and do what's right. And I am going to am I going to have a heart attack, doctor?
No.
I feel like I'm going to. Sir, I got to let you go. Did you believe that guy? He wants to be...
The Donald Trump?
He wants to be... Jefferson Davis.
It's pretty wild.
I wish I was Jefferson Davis. You know why I wish I was Jefferson Davis?
Why, Bucci?
Because he's dead, and I want to be dead. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, come on, it's Bucci. Not that bad.
Oh, hi, hello, are you there?
I'm here. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Peter. I'm calling because, I only recently discovered WFMU.
Oh.
I don't really know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
But I have a recommendation for your Halloween playlist.
Yeah, Peter, that's what's going on, man. I just need to have this filled because I got this Halloween party that I'm going to in 5 hours,
I
and I think I'm going to be able
to surprise one of the people there. but one of my favorite Halloween albums to listen to is by a guy named Tom Howell. His last name is spelled H-O-E-L-L-E.
Okay.
I don't really know much about him or who he is.
But,
a number of years ago, he released this album called Stoker and Howell Present Dracula, where he basically, song by song, does a kind of minute summary of the events of Dracula, chapter by chapter,
like it shouldn't be laughing.
In a kind of Neil Young,
I'm just like
almost
so
Bob Dylan sort of folk
right
style.
Now.
There's nothing to be confused about.
How many fingers am I holding up? Is it seven?
Seven. That's correct. It's five.
Strange Days
or five,
indeed,
it's fine.
where he summarizes the events of when the abandoned ship sort of comes into play. And yeah, it's very funny to listen to because you're hearing the events of Dracula sort of sung about in this great.
I love Dracula. I love it. I love Dracula. I don't like vampires, but I love Dracula. He's one of the. He's a man. Golly, thank you very much, Peter. First time. We always love our first time listeners. Right?
Yeah.
Do you have any? Do you have a podcast?
Not at the moment. I had a falling out with my
Apple Podcasts.
No, just
I think they're shadow banning me on Apple. Is that possible? You think?
Well, I mean, I've been able to find it, but I can ask around.
Okay. All right. Are we almost done now, Doctor?
We're just gonna close up the facial defect and
The what?
The facial defect.
It's on my face.
No. It's a fancy medical word with an S in it. So it's
facial
different.
Defect. Okay. Yeah. So you're gonna. We're pretty good. It's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything seems to be going pretty well so far. You're stable.
Okay. I feel stable. 80. I feel very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Please just zip me up.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's close them up.
All right. Okay. There's that sewing machine again. You're.
Yep.
That feels kind of.
It's nice.
Kind of
right?
Nice. Yeah, yeah. It feels like. Like a sewing machine going through me in my
and it's multicolored
like my
stitching.
Abdomen.
Yeah.
Doctor, I am so happy that you're doing this. It's just like Bucci. Like I you are giving me my abs back.
Yeah.
You know, I cannot wear any short shirts anymore for months and months and months because of this thing. So I you are giving me my lower third of my body, almost the middle part of my body.
Well, you know, Bucci, I was saying earlier that you do have a beautiful body, and I'm happy to make it even more beautiful.
Okay, that is okay. Thank you for that comment, but I
don't be bashful. You really do have a beautiful,
you
beautiful
think so?
Body. Yeah,
you're not messing with me, right?
No, I see a lot of bodies.
Most
of them are disgusting.
Thank you so much. All right, let's. I don't mean to disturb. Just close up. Close up, Bucci.
Okay.
Close up,
Bucci. Suture?
Close up, Bucci.
Bucci.
What is it?
Gloves.
What? Doctor!
Gloves.
Doctor!
Gloves.
Doctor! What's going on? Please!
Blood pressure crashing.
My blood pressure!
Hernia! Coming loose!
It's coming loose!
It's all over me!
No! Doctor!
Are you losing him?
No, I'm fine.
We're losing Bucci.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Gloves?
I'm fine. I'm feeling better. I just felt. Doctor!
Oh, okay.
I feel it again!
Thermobond!
I got my blood! I'm choking on my own blood!
Hellraiser!
You're gonna donate to the Hellraiser!
Hellraiser!
Remember, if I die, donate to the Hellraiser!
Hellraiser!
We're coming up!
Okay, now I'm getting out of here.
I'm alive. My hernia's fixed. My hernia. Jim. Can you you do the station ID for me?
Yeah. That's...
Oh, my hurt is done.
We need a mop.
Happy Halloween.
It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org.
Thank you so much. Up next, Billy Jam. Put the needle on the record.
Hernia status is...
fixed!
Woo!
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boochie.